Support comes from Sunday Morning Cafe, presenting Resilience and Creativity, a concert and interview with Royce Martin, creator of Swag Time, and resilience researcher Dr. Tom Wagner on August 2nd, SundayMorningCafe.com.
From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Monday, July 20th. I'm Abby Larico. A water fountain for dogs is becoming a big hit for the furry residents of one St. Louis neighborhood.
Do you like the bubbler? Hey. Yeah?
I think that's a yes. We all love the bubbler, though.
We'll visit the Haven Street bubbler coming up after this news on The Gateway. Missouri health officials say reported cases of infections from the Cyclospora parasite have increased fivefold in the past week. The Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services has now identified 216 people who tested positive for the diarrhea-causing parasite that sickened thousands of people nationwide. Again, that's five times as many as the last report a week ago. The FDA is now saying that a test linking distributor Taylor Farms to the outbreak was a false positive. Still, over the weekend, Taylor Farms issued a recall of lettuce shipped to 27 states, including Missouri and Illinois. And it's probably still a good idea, experts say, to give your greens, veggies, and berries a little extra rinse. It's been a year since 31-year-old Samuel Hayes Jr. died in custody at the St. Louis City Justice Center. His family is still seeking justice. St. Louis Public Radio's Lucretia Wimley attended a vigil outside the jail yesterday on the one-year anniversary of his death.
Keep looking down on us, Sam!
We got to lose
it! Hayes' loved ones and friends released green and blue balloons into the air to celebrate his life. Hayes died last July after he was placed in a restraint chair following an altercation with his cellmate. A pending lawsuit filed by his mother claims he convulsed and cried out for 20 minutes and that he was left unattended for over an hour. Herdosha Bentum is with the Freedom Community Center, which advocates for jail reform.
Every family deserves better than what this city is doing right now. And the blood is on their hands.
At least 22 people have died in custody of the city jail since 2020. I'm Lucretia Wembley, St. Louis Public Radio.
Now to our coverage of the August primary and its candidates. A local businessman wants to be the next Jefferson County executive. STLPR's Jason Rosenbaum has more on John Stockton's plan to keep the suburban county growing.
Stockton is a Festus resident who has operated a commercial real estate company. He says that he wants to work with members of Congress who represent Jefferson County to bring back critical funds for transportation projects. Stockton says he's not against building data centers in Jefferson County, but understands why people oppose them being built in places like Festus.
If we're not going to build them, another country is going to build them. It's going to move to a different area. So I'm excited to at least talk through it, but I think that community input has got to be. It's got to be there.
Stockton is running against fellow Republican Tim Whitney in the August 4th primary. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.
One of two Democrats looking to be the next St. Louis County assessor says better customer service could reduce a backlog of tax cases at the state level. STLPR's Rachel Lippman has more from Doug Clemens' appearance on Politically Speaking.
The assessor sets property values, which help determine how much people pay in property taxes. Owners who disagree with that value can appeal to the Missouri State Tax Commission. As of July 10th, there were more than 21,000 cases awaiting an initial decision from commission staff. The vast majority of those cases are from St. Louis County. Clemens says the entire tax appeals ecosystem needs to be looked at, but he says many appeals could be avoided by a face-to-face conversation.
To look somebody in the eye and say, you're really going to file this, or we have a problem here. Let's see what happens.
The winner of the Democratic primary will face Republican and Green Party candidates in November. I'm Rachel Lippman, St. Louis Public Radio.
You can check out more of those conversations on Politically Speaking at stlpr.org or wherever you get podcasts like this one. Music fans packed Grand Center this weekend for the 6th annual Matty Music Festival. St. Louis Public Radio's Chad Davis was there.
Big Frida, Killer Mike, Wyclef Jean, and John Batiste were among the national acts at the festival, which ended yesterday. This year, the festival, also known as Music at the Intersection, moved its main stages inside Grand Center venues, including the Fabulous Fox. The four-day event brought out new festival goers, including Asia Jameson. She says it was a great way to support local artists and businesses.
It's the unity for me. I love to see everyone come together down in St. Louis, honestly, with no bad energy. Everybody is positive vibe.
St. Louis artists also performed, including Ida Adey, Black Spade, and Keon Harold. I'm Chad Davis, St. Louis Public Radio.
The dogs in St. Louis's Holly Hills neighborhood have a place they must go on their walks. It's a water fountain set up by a resident to help take care of furry friends on hot days and also bring the neighborhood together. But the reach goes even farther thanks to a camera that puts the good boys and girls online. St. Louis Public Radio's Marissa Ann Lewis-Thompson brings us to the hottest spot on Haven Street.
The sun is beaming down outside of Bob Sparkman's home as he spots one of his favorite four-legged friends trot down the street.
Tilly Marie! Tilly Marie!
Tilly Marie and her dad, Marty Mittman, are regulars at Sparkman's one-of-a-kind man-made watering hole, the Haven Street Bubbler. It's a scorcher, and this white and tan pit bull diva on four legs is eager to get a cool drink at the Bubbler.
Who's my best girl? Who's my best girl? Yes. You like the bubbler? You can get drinky, Till? You get drinky?
Cute moments like this are captured on the Haven Street Bubbler ring camera.
Well, first of all, it's nice to know that my neighbors care about our pets as much as they do. But just the fact that this brings everybody together, it's such a community thing.
This was Sparkman's goal from the beginning, getting his neighbors to talk and get to know each other. And what better way than through their pups?
2 months ago, some neighbors would cross the street fearing an interaction. But since the bubbler, since people have gotten to know each other, got to know each other's dogs' names, there is a lot more interaction.
The Bubbler was born out of necessity last year while Sparkman and his wife were walking their 2 60-pound pit bull grand dogs. Juggling 2 dogs and water bottles in the peak summer heat was not ideal.
I thought, you know what we need? We need a water fountain for dogs. We need a place for dogs to hydrate and helps the owners, helps the dogs.
So he set out to build one in front of his house. He used leftover bricks from an old landscaping project, laid down some tile pieces, secured a water spigot and a stainless steel automatic pet water dispenser. Then he mounted a ring camera and a QR code to the Bubbler's Facebook page on the inner wall. And those ring camera videos have been a hit online.
They'll perform knowing the camera is there. That's always fun. And well received by members of the group.
And dogs like Maple, a 6-year-old mini Australian Shepherd, are meant for the camera. The marvelous Maple will jump sky high, spin, sit, and speak for her online fandom.
Go. Two
good girl.
Up. Two paws up.
Do you like the bubbler? Hey. Yeah.
I think that's a yes. We all love the bubbler, though.
That's Maple's mom, Katie Tegethoff. And while she might not herd livestock, Maple will herd her favorite human to the bubbler for some treats.
They don't forget at all, because now this is the spot on the walk that we have to go to every single time.
Tegethoff says she loves getting to share her mischievous Maple with the world.
I have met so many people that I would have never maybe met otherwise. So something so, you know, simple and funny has brought this sense of community to the street and even beyond to the whole neighborhood.
Sparkman unofficially adopted roughly 200 dogs in his neighborhood thanks to the bubbler, but his heart remains loyal to the one who started it all. Sparkman lost his beloved and irreplaceable dog Bondo 12 years ago. The bubbler and the treat box and his namesake are a way to keep a piece of him and the special bond they shared around.
This whole The bubbler in the treat box is really a tribute to him. Such a sweet boy. He was a sweet boy.
Sparkman says he's hopeful that his bubbler will inspire other neighborhoods to find unique ways to build meaningful connections in their own communities. From the Holly Hills neighborhood, that's Maple. And I'm Marissa Ann Lewis-Thompson, St. Louis Public Radio.
Our Jonathan All edited that piece. Check out stlpr.org for photos and videos of dogs at the Haven Street Bubbler. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis. Theme music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, thanks for listening to The Gateway.